please.
I'm going to read from excerpts about the importance of dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the world.
Please let us see this on the screens. Should we start with five?
Excerpt number five about the importance of dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the world. Item 20 from Baal HaSulam, the Avot.
Now again, this importance is not important to the world and not important to us. We are talking about the correction. We're all together. If we don't do this in the right order, we're not going to correct anything. But rather, the redemption will be detained and we can even come to a state in which later we're going to have to return back and start all over again correctly. Please.
So again, excerpt number five, Baal HaSulam, the Avot. The end of the correction of the world will be only by bringing all the people in the world under his work. As it is written, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day, the Lord will be one and his name one. The text specifies on that day and not before. And there are several more verses, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations shall flow unto him. But the role of Israel toward the rest of the world resembles the world of our holy fathers toward the Israeli nation. As the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah, for were it not for our fathers who observed the whole Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be any better than the rest of the nations, as mentioned. So it is upon the Israeli nation, through Torah and Mitzvot, to qualify itself and all the people of the world to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of love of others. This is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is dvekut, adhesion with him.
Meaning, first of all, the goal is the whole world. The goal is all the nations. And it can't be any other way. Just like he writes, the end of the correction of the world will only be by bringing all the people in the world under his work. All the people of the world in under his work. Do you understand how harsh, how grave this stage is, the situation is? Where are they and where is the Creator's work? And where are we in the Creator's work altogether? That's one thing. Well, all the nations shall be flowing onto him and all that, that's clear. And the role of Israel, meaning just like our patriarchs were in the corrected state and therefore they operated upon the people of Israel and drew the people of Israel to sanctity, we now need to come to the degree of the forefathers, to the patriarchs, to at least to their role. And then we will be able to draw, just like they related to us, in order to make from us the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, in the spiritual degree. Also, we now need today to do this work, meaning to be in place of the forefathers and draw the whole world to a spiritual degree. And there is nothing here that can be more or less like this, somewhat. These are laws of nature. Read it again, please.
Excerpt number five again. The end of the correction of the world will be only by bringing all the people in the world under his work. As it is written, and the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day, the Lord will be one and his name one. The text specifies on that day and not before. And there are several more verses. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and all the nations will flow unto him. But the role of Israel toward the rest of the world resembles the role of our holy fathers toward the Israeli nation. As the righteousness of our fathers helped us develop and cleanse until we became worthy of receiving the Torah. For were it not for our fathers who observed the whole of the Torah before it was given, we would certainly not be any better than the rest of the nations. So it is upon the Israeli nation to qualify itself through Torah and Mitzvot and all the people of the world to develop until they take upon themselves that sublime work of love of others. This is the ladder to the purpose of creation, which is Dvekut, adhesion with Him.
Questions? None. Nice. What do they?
It's not clear who are the fathers, what is their ancestral merit, what does it mean to be like the fathers?
Abraham grew his students. And later they passed on these matters to the rest of the people, such that the nation of Israel became out of them. Before that, it was just the audience that's running away from Babel. We need to be those teachers that take this audience, not those who came out of Babel like then, but all together, all people, and to make out of them that same degree like the nation of Israel was back then. To bring them to an understanding and awareness, nurture them, and bring them to drawing the reforming light in order to correct the vessels from in order to receive to in order to bestow, which is called to do mitzvot, and thus develop. Until they feel no difference between one another and reach love. Yes.
And who are our sons?
All that we learn, the whole world, the fathers and sons are 2 degrees. We need to teach them all. That's what Bala Sulam says. That we are in a state in which the whole world demands correction, and we are obligated with this correction. So we, towards the whole world, are like fathers towards sons. Okay? Let's go.
Excerpt number 1 from Bala Sulam, the piece. Our sages said about the reason for the words, therefore, the blessing of peace in the whole world precedes the strength, meaning the redemption, because God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing for Israel but peace. Thus, as long as self-love and egoism exist among the nations, Israel, too, will not be able to serve the Creator in purity, in bestowal upon others, as it is written in the explanation of the words, and you will be to me a kingdom of priests, in the essay, the Avot. We see this from experience, for the coming to the land and the building of the temple could not persist and receive the blessings that the Creator had sworn to our fathers. This is why they said, God did not find a vessel to hold the blessing. Meaning, thus far, Israel did not have a vessel to hold the blessing of the fathers. Therefore, the oath that we can inherit the land for eternity has not been fulfilled, since world peace is the only vessel that enables us to receive the blessing of the fathers, as in the prophecy of Isaiah.
This means that before we come to corrections, you hear this and find more. Prior to reaching any correction, we need to locate exactly what is it that we're about to go correct. Meaning, we need to connect to the nations of the world. We need to discern those deficiencies, their state. We need to depict what state we need to reach and what state we need to bring them. And then we can approach our correction, because we are not correcting ourselves for the sake of ourselves, but we are correcting ourselves in order to be the transition towards them. That's why our correction to start with needs to be aimed towards being a pipe. And that is our work. If you're going to demand, to ask something, and in your demand this pipe doesn't have a place there, where you need to pass on what you're receiving from the Creator to others, and nothing remains for you in this except for your role, then you don't won't receive anything from the Creator, and you will even ruin yourself from the state that you're in right now as well. That is called a vessel that holds the blessing for Israel. And this is why we see that until this day, to the extent in which we're knowledgeable of all kinds of things, as much as we're doing all kinds of actions, I'm talking about all the people of Israel, we don't see a blessing. We don't see the blessing in it. On the contrary, there's a deterioration, a descent from this, and it's going on from generation to generation.
Why is the role of the people of Israel unclear to the people of Israel?
They don't want to hear.
I mean, I see that Bala Sulam wrote about it. Shem Yishmoe, you have a few excerpts.
Many, all the Kabbalists, all the Hasidics, the great Hasids, wrote about this.
The role of the people of Israel toward the whole world?
Yes, of course, that's what was written. But it depends on how much they write. Look, you can't go out to the streets and start crying out and screaming about it. Because against you, there are many people who don't agree with this opinion, don't even want to engage with the nations of the world, that don't want to take upon themselves some correction of the soul, but rather if we observe the Torah and Mitzvot like it's customary amongst the general folks, that's enough. To take upon ourselves more such obligations, that's, they don't want to. It's hard, it's a burden, it's, you need from morning to night thinking about this, you have to be concerned. So what do I do? It doesn't appear as important.
This ideology, the way I come across people, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist because it's against the evil inclination, and therefore the evil inclination erases this. Whereas engaging in Torah and Mitzvot as scholarly approaches to it, that's fine. Not that it's prohibited, it's just not enough. But at least in this part, let them engage, and for the time being, this part, we will hide from them. That's how it was. And again, this thing was correct until the times of the Ari. Until the Ari's times it was, as it was written. And then, since the times of the Ari, it's written that it's permitted and even an obligation on each of us to engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah, because specifically, this is how the correction of the world will come. But what to do if the whole nation is just accustomed to do that? Because it's against their ego. If you start opening these things, they won't want to hear this. Look, now already 50 people left here. It doesn't seem as important. And all the rest who are studying, they think that that's what's important. And nothing will come out of all this study if what's written here won't be the most important thing. And that's why we are in such states. Yes, Jochem. Okay.
Good morning, my teacher.
Good morning.
Concerning my teacher, how do you reconcile what you said to the two of them, to this one and to Avigdor? Do you have to pray that the Creator does it in the end?
The fact that we don't correct anything on our own, we just express a willingness, a readiness for the correction, and the correction itself is done by the upper light. That's called the Lord will complete it for me, will finish it for me. But the effort you have to give, that's called raising man. And then the Creator does it in your place. But He always does this because you don't have upper forces. You don't have spiritual forces.
Why can't I agree with what the Creator is doing?
That's on purpose, because you're connected to your egoistic will to receive, and therefore you don't agree with Him. You are in a quarrel with Him. Therefore He's concealed, because He's afraid that you'll beat Him up. You're a tough guy.
But my teacher, you have to bow your head before them, no? Why can't I do these things? Why?
No, you have nothing in lowering your head to them, because anyone who negates things does so in his own flaws. You're seeing your corruption in them. You're looking at them, you're saying, wow, what a horrible world. So you will say in a different way a moment later, it's all me. Each and every one is pointing to a blemish in me, a fault in me.
So, in short, let's say I disseminate. How do you combine what you said? I can't think about how everything I do should be with a prayer.
Sit and think and be sorry for it, and like this, slowly, slowly, and go out to disseminate. Feel the sorrow of the public.
It's felt.
Feel that the sorrow of the public depends on you. They're sorry because of you. You're saying on the country, look, they're bad. Look how what zeros they are, all of them, and so on and so forth. Yes, it's like you're judging them from above, and I'm saying it differently. The extent to which you see this faults, you need to say, that's me, that's mine. Because there's a certain screen here before me, and I see through my egoistic filter this whole world. So I see them all as wicked and all as zeros and really horribly. This is because I'm seeing in them myself. If I was corrected, I would see in them angels.
So again, in my dissemination, what should be in my mind?
I go outwards in order to be impressed, seemingly. I don't go out. But in order to be impressed by the world being really, really suffering. And it's suffering because of me. So I need as fast as possible to correct myself in order to be a pipe to pass on the light of correction to the world. That will come. Okay, what else do we have here?
Rav Kook writes, the nationality of Israel, the work of the Creator that is given to Israel, its purpose is the elevation of the whole of humanity. It cannot rise unless by the rising of the people of Israel, when the blessing exists in it, and by this it'll be able to bring blessing to the world.
Okay, in short, we're in a very delicate situation, a very dangerous situation, as we need to awaken everything with force, and I think that there are signs of success here. The world will hear, and even the people of Israel will hear, that it won't have a choice. Certainly, prior to that, it will also have a little bit of an upheaval against us about this. But with that, they will understand that although we're saying unpleasant things, but correct things.
I can't understand who is this people of Israel that he's talking about.
Where?
Here it says the people of Israel has it. This, the Creator didn't find a vessel to hold the place but Israel. Who is this Israel?
Israel is anyone who feels that he must observe the correction, must carry out the correction.
So why do we say that the people of Israel will feel and...
As you are today on the 9th of Av, during this period, do you not understand or how to arrange all these things that happened? What happened had to happen. That's number one. What happened, we shouldn't cry about because it already was. And also, there's no point in crying about that because it all had to cascade that way. Try to be like Rabbi Akiva, who laughed. And altogether, all the Kabbalists, the temple was destroyed. Okay, that's it. It's done. What's next? That needs to be Mochin of Chaya, Mochin of Neshama, the two temples, they have to depart. After this general ruin, we have to do the correction now. There was a period of the time until the times of the Ari. It was prohibited to engage publicly in the wisdom of Kabbalah. After the Ari, it's written, absolutely engage in it as much as possible. So we're done. Now we have to do it with all our forces. What are you asking?
I asked, who is the people of Israel?
Those who have an inclination towards revealing the Creator in the creature. He gives such definitions. Israel never were, and then in those that the spark awakened is called Yashar Kel, Israel.
What do I do with what is called Israel in this world? Like Jews in the world, Jews here.
You must explain to them why they are in the state that they're in, why they're hated, why they're in danger, why the nations of the world are against them, why the whole world is against them, why the Creator is against them. Look at what's happening. According to the way it's developing, you can say, woe unto us, what's about to happen, because it's truly so.
So are they regarded as Israel?
They're considered the shattered Israel that need to wake up and understand their role mostly. It's not simple. It's to understand that there are the nations of the world, and it's that same mass that the Creator wants to be adhered to Him. And it can't on its own awaken and come and adhere. Even if it were to understand all these matters, to do something they're not capable. They can only be as the receivers of the upper abundance, the upper force from Israel, from those who have the reshimo that can connect with the Creator, and to be a transition. And only those people who have this must do these corrections. So in order to do these corrections, they have to first connect to the nations of the world. To understand the necessity for the correction, to understand the pain of the lack of correction. And this is in bringing them to say to those people, they're not asking save us, that out of fear we're turning to the Creator, but rather they're turning to the Creator in order to correct that part of all the nations of the world which appear as our haters. They hate us, yes? They're the ones that we want the Creator to will correct through us. We are willing to be a transition for them. We could not have anything good after this at all. Only the role of correcting them for those haters of ours. That's our role. And with that, we turn to the Creator. That's how we need to arrange ourselves. And even more than that, I just don't want to... Then you'll have that upheaval of saying something for, against. Right now, you don't have anything. Only to hate your current state, that you're not sensitive to the correction of the world, in order to bring contentment to the Creator by this. And you are in the middle.
I hope it's not a personal question, but there's often a feeling of closeness to those who are not regarded as Israel, those who are like Christians. To them, there's a feeling of closeness, and toward Israel, there's repulsion towards those who are Israel.
Because they have no opposite role. They have rejection, they have hatred, or they have indifference. They're like that. They're all as beasts. Whereas Israel are truly against their role. And that's why there's the matter of rejection from them, repulsion from them. But you have to understand that this is a sickness. This is the corruption that the Creator made on purpose so that we will overcome it and connect to the nations of the world, take their lacks, take the right deficiencies from them, process them correctly, and bring them to the Creator, receive. Then we will be able to, by these deficiencies that we raise, as we will be as a pipe, we'll be ready to receive the abundance that will move through us. It will no longer be such that it can remain in us, and we will be able to spread it to the nations of the world and be a light to the nations. That's the process that will build us. Okay? Yes, Vlad.
Yesterday, I saw a short film about Jews in America who hate Israel. So, their sorrow is that the state of Israel still exists.
What do you want from them? Of course. It just shows how much we need to do more work.
What work can we do? Because there's really hatred on such level.
Yes, this points to the extent in which you need to do your work. Should I say it again?
How do we do this work? How can we become a conduit to people who don't?
Start working, start spreading the articles and talk to them and explain to them in 1,001 different ways what their destiny is, what their fate is, and what the fate of the whole world is, and explain. That's the work of teaching, of explaining it. That's how it is. If the state doesn't do anything, then what do you want to do? It's on you to do this. They also don't know what to do. Do you know what they're saying? What they're doing? They're spending millions by bringing here all kinds of tourists to come visit. Look how beautiful it is here. Look at Gaza, how good we are there, or something like that. What, don't you see? They think that by that, something good will happen to them. This is simply an obtuseness, and you need
to correct it from all different directions. Okay? Yes, Moti.
But I also saw that film that Vlad talked about. I have a question. We always say that anti-Semitism is subconscious, that they don't, that they know that this group, the people of Israel, has the key to happiness, and we don't give it, etc. And we're not passing on the light to them. But now all the TV programs are focusing on anti-Semitism of Jews and Israelis who are officers in the army and whatnot, who are leaving the country and are pushing anti-Semitism. And I heard that there are other plans, and they're focusing on anti-Semitism of Jews toward Israel. Is there a spiritual root to this?
Of course, Moti, you're asking such a thing. We were once at a spiritual height level, and by this we were devoted to, in order to bestow and to do everything, and love thy friend as thyself, and we truly wanted to spread it to the whole world, love thy friend as thyself, and for the Creator to be revealed in the whole world. The shattering occurred, the ruin, the first temple, the kings of Dachgat, the second temple, the kings of Tanim, it shattered. Mochin of Chaya ended in the first temple. The Mochin of Neshama ended in the second temple. They all fell to, in order to receive, to the Klipot. To Klipot. Today we need to raise ourselves from the Klipot, from the shattering. Meaning to start with, in none of us there is nothing holy. All the thoughts, all the desires, just to himself at the expense of the others. And from that we cannot prevent this. And this is what awakens in each and every person. So those who were the greatest kings fell the lowest. Do you understand this? That's why anyone who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him. A greater minus gives a greater plus after correction. That's why it's no wonder that the Jews, who need to be the correcting force of the world, are today operating against Israel. They're willing to burn this country. They're ready with all their might. I'll tell you even more than that. Every single one who's knocking on his heart and saying, I am for, this is my country, and so on. Give him money. Give him some compensation, I don't know, somewhere in the world. You will see how he jumps there. Because I'm not talking about people, I'm talking from the point of nature, physics. If we were once in sanctity, after the shattering, we are against that in a klipa. And therefore it can't be that he doesn't hate Israel. It can't be that not. That someone comes onto the stage and says, I love you all, and I love the people of Israel, and how... That's all a lie that he's not even aware of. Because we are all after the shattering. That's why there's nothing he can do about it. All we need to do is to go and correct ourselves through the reforming light, which starts from the building of the group. Yes?
But there's a different degree here, because we descended from Kedusha, from holiness, to ruin, and from love of brotherly love to hatred of brothers. And here, the unfounded hatred already exists, and it's toward non-existence of the people of Israel. They want everything erased.
That's understood that they're against the existence of the land of the country of the state of Israel, because it's against my I as a citizen, I depict myself in place of a citizen. This existence obligates me. For what do I need this? Give me another foreign passport instead. I'll go there. If not yet, then you will see soon that they will.
It just, no, really, it put me in this chaos to hear officers in the army, to hear, and he's the leader. And he says, I think that the problem is the very existence of the state of Israel. It's not about breaking laws. They're all in shock.
Of course, not too long ago, I had one from the BDS, an Israeli diplomat. He works on behalf of Israel overseas. Alon Liel? Okay, so he told me straight to my face, of course I'm with BDS. I looked at him, I didn't understand. He's a state servant, he is a diplomat, he works overseas for the country, and he's like that. What is it, someone from the military? As a public servant, I'm telling you, and everyone, and I talked to him nicely, and later we took pictures with him. What's the problem? I understand him. I don't blame him. How could it be? What is he to blame? It's as a result of the shattering that we have yet brought forth its correction in anything. And look how it's getting closer and closer from day to day. It's becoming regular, and later it will be regular. Regular state will be, you know what it will come to? In short, the ninth of Av continues. And what else do we need to read something?
What you talked about, we have to find it in Talmud Sefilot, but Rabash writes in letter number 16, why in the world of Nicodem, the Melech Hadat, which is the level of Keter, the first Melech, during the breaking fell lower than all the Melechim? It's because the thicker one is, the more praiseworthy one is while he has a Masach. When he loses the Masach, he is the worst. This is why he fell lower than all the Melechim.
That's how it is. And Judaism needs to give something new. Jewry needs to give the nation something new, and this is what they expect from the return of Israel to the layered land. And it is not other teachings, as in that we never innovated, and we were always their disciples. Rather, it is the wisdom of religion, justice, and peace. In this, most nations are our disciples, and this wisdom is attributed to us alone. If we do that, it will be okay. If not, we have no right to exist. Israel doesn't exist but to correct the body, which is the Rosh, or the head of the general Pertzuf. Okay? Is there anything else to do? Yes.
Good morning, Rav. Continuing all the films and anti-Semitism we've been talking about, the Creator pushes us, but on the other hand, He's not waking up the Israelis. How far? What can we do?
What can we do? We need to do all that you can do with all your forces and all that you are capable of doing, first with your forces, with your hands, and other than that, ask, pray, raise man. In the field, you need to operate with your hands and feet and all that you have, to spread newspapers, to write articles, do something. Yes, that's in the corporeal field, and also turn to the Creator. Raising man. Yes.
We turn to him all the time, but I see no change.
That is not important to me. I just need to check each time whether I can add, correct myself, and change somewhat my bestowal. But that's it. That. And there's nowhere to run to. People come to me, maybe recommend to where, what, where. People don't understand that from the Creator you will not run away. You can go now to some country that you want, I don't know, to hide there behind everything, I don't know, together with the bears or I don't know what. It won't help. It won't help. It's truly so. It's only to do our role, to go outwards and with all our forces, with a clear, revealed mouth, do all that we can. You can see on your own that not much remains. Not much time remains. But just to give all our forces forward.
But outside, there is no attentive ear.
That's not important to me. That's from the Creator. He arranges it that way. What do I want? For me to have easier work? No, he's arranging it that way. He's arranging it, and I don't know. They're listening, they're not. They're hearing, they're not. Do they hear? They're listening, they're incorporated by this. They're laughing or crying. That is not important to me. I need to receive this impression in order to correct myself more and more. In a closer way to them, more emotionally, wisely, wiser. But the response itself, I'm pretty used to it, I'll tell you. But I don't allow myself to say, well, it was and it will be. No. I try to find every day another new point to enter even in deeper and as much as possible to the broad public. And the main thing is not to ever fear.
Thank you.
We are already, I didn't expect, with all that I spoke of, I didn't expect it to cascade so fast. It's something. This pace. Okay. Yes, Gilad.
On Shabbat too, when friends presented, talked about the terrible situation they saw at Oxford, you said in the end it's all up to us. The more we come together and work on one hand, on the other hand, we constantly try to go out with a method and hone it and polish it. But I see about you, you're not trying to be politically correct. You're not trying to tell them pleasant words. You tell them to their faces.
Sometimes I'm sorry that I say it in such a sharp way, because a sharp approach sometimes also shuts a person's ear. Sometimes you need to say it smoother, a little cunningness, and you have that ability. I don't always have it. I'm not an expert at that. I am too simple and straightforward, and it's not good. It's not good. Here there needs to be not diplomacy, but let's say an educational approach, and I'm not that. Yes.
But still, there is a process here. We go outside, we try to do something, and even if we try to put it nicely, it's very far from what people, at least in Israel, the Israelis with their pride, are willing to hear. Then we go inside with a more internal demand.
They will hear it through their pocket. They will hear it through their pocket. Otherwise, they won't hear it. Borders will start closing up in on us. They'll start buying products from us and all that we produce.
to connect to us, even disconnect us from the whole world, from all kinds of things. They can do an embargo and do all kinds of such things. And that's it. And then the general folk will start to understand, oh, it's because they hate us. Ah, we are good. We are special. That's why they hate us. You know how the ego will start explaining things. Until, nevertheless, together with us, they will also hear that we need to do corrections.
I'm not asking about them. I'm asking about us, your students. How can we hone in the concern to get to a more internal demand?
Write as much as possible good things, correct things, articles, all kinds of explanations, and spread them. And if amongst them there are really good ones, send them to Dudi. Or in English, if I turn to all our friends in the world, to the heads of our language departments in Russian, English, Spanish. And this is how we will be able to spread more and more the materials. And slowly, slowly, it will have an influence. At least they will know what we think. And as time comes, they will all of a sudden understand that we're somewhat correct. It's a very big mess. And to make it invert against its ego, that's not simple. But it will come. Okay.
Will the writing sharpen our concern?
Yes, the writing helps us focus more, be more concentrated. It sharpens our thoughts, yes. What is that?
I just think we have to continue as well. Last week, in 1 week, we brought out more than 30 items in video and text.
I found it yesterday.
What I want to say is, you said that the distance, say, you say things very sharply and directly, and we need to kind of envelop it and soften it. This is number one in terms of the message. Also, the form. We need to work on adapting our form to the way people absorb information today, absorb content. We need to do this.
Do it. So do it. Don't take an example from me. Also, in Twitter, what I write, I'm writing it for you. I'm not writing it for the broad public. The broad audience, what do they have there? I'm writing it to you. Okay. Well, Moscow.
Москва. Это уже все.
Не, Москва на проводе пока. Слышишь меня нормально? Всем утро. У меня, в принципе, два небольших вопроса. Каким способом...
I have two questions. How can we correct...
Вот, в принципе, его разум общественный...
Even if there's a person who is physically healthy, but he has some kind of an emotional deflection. He's not really with us. In this world. Can you correct it somehow?
No, we don't touch those people. People who are sick physically, truly sick, in chronic diseases of different kinds and so forth, and mental diseases for sure. We don't touch such people. That's one thing. Secondly, I'm warning you again, according to the command of the Kabbalists, a person must go to an authorized doctor
And not only even to one, but to two and to three. If you need to pay money and to receive money from us, but to turn to a doctor and not to someone who's some fortune teller or is healing with some kind of plants, that's good in addition if you want. But by no means should you rely on that. And I'm saying this several times already. Throughout all my whole life, when they ask me, that's what I say. Not homeopathics and not herbs and not some grandmother healing and not different spins and dancing and whatever other healing forms. Go to a doctor and get the chemical medicine, the actual chemical medicine. You see, the whole world is getting these medicines and they're living 2-3 times than what they did before 100 years ago. So what do you want? So again, the doctor was given permission to heal and use that. That's it. And I don't receive dividends from them. Okay. That is one thing. The second thing, Peter we had. Peter.
Each of us has to be a pipeline, a conduit. How at the end of the day can we ask ourselves some questions to see if I was a proper conduit today and I succeeded? What can we ask ourselves at the end of the day?
You need to ask those things in the morning lesson before yourself and to examine throughout the day and do a summary at night. The Central America.
Hello, Av. Hello, World Klee.
Digamos, yo en lo personal siento que mis amigos son los soldados que no me dejan entrar al palacio del rey. Inclusive siento odio hasta por el creador. Entonces, ¿cuál es el trabajo específico que tenemos que hacer?
¿Cómo se llama?
That's how they ask a question.
That's our question with them.
I feel that some of the friends stopped me from going into the king's palace. What should I do in such a case?
That seems to you. There's no such thing. All the friends, even if they're against you, and they're disparaging you, and they're weakening you, don't think that that is against you. It's actually for you, to give you a place to overcome. That's it. You have to just say, everything depends on me, and I have to correct them, I have to relate to them. But what I see now, I see all those forms that if I arrange them, then it will be worthy of the Creator. Okay? Silicon Valley.
Hello, Rav. The question is about the deficiencies we have to take from the nations of the world. Here in California, most people are liberal and they are against Trump. What kind of deficiencies can we take from them? Should we take these deficiencies from them?
I would tell you, only it's not for the internet. It's not for the internet. In my eyes, I don't know. I don't have words. It's also the Jews amongst them, and also in general, all these liberals. I hope that very quickly it will disappear from this world, because from day to day, their forces are weakening. Maybe it could appear like the numbers are. Let's hope that they die. Okay? Okay, let them repent. Okay, let it be that way. What's happening for you there in California, that's all I can say. In my eyes, It's such a cesspool, a sewer, and Jerusalem.
We have an example of the people of Israel in the past. Jonah went to Nineveh and managed to convince the people to repent before it was ruined. What can we learn about the ability to convince and awaken the people?
Just to connect for the sake of correcting reality, the general reality. And that's why we need to advertise the wisdom of Kabbalah amongst all the nations of the world to receive their impressions and raise them to the Creator. You know why we are hated specifically, Bnei Baruch, me specifically. How could it be that you're teaching secular people? How could it be that you're teaching the nations of the world? How is it happening in such a way? Where is the observance of the Torah and mitzvot, first of all? No matter if it's the harshest or the lightest of the mitzvot. You understand? Try and find good and correct materials. Concentrate them so that we can know what to answer to those who are slandering. In our times, in our days, we must know how to relate to the world. Otherwise, this is... Well, we will see what the day will bring.
Announcements. Evening lesson, you're invited to watch the live lesson this evening at 5:30 p.m. We thank our viewers on TV. Have a good day. New courses in the Kabbalah campus. New courses will start today in Tel Aviv. And Haifa, Netanya, Petah Tikva, Rishon LeZion tomorrow, Wednesday. And in Shoam on Thursday. For details, call 1-700-509-209. From Unity to One, the Kabbalah Congress in Moldova. We invite all the Kabbalah students to Chisinau, Moldova, to a congress that will take place on the 6th. Between the 6th and 8th of September. For details, go to kabbalah.info/convention. Have a good day and great night.